and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Well, we are just 5 days away from what is considered to be the traditional start of the presidential primary season, the Iowa caucuses. And now comes a new evaluation of where Texans are coming down on the candidates as we move toward an important moment in this year's elections. The Texas Lyceum 2020 poll shows that among all the Democratic candidates, the one with the most support among Texans is not the one who would come closest to beating Trump in Texas come November. Come again? Joining us in the studio, Joshua Blank, Research Director at the Texas Lyceum Poll. Joshua, good to see you again, sir.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
All right. Before we get into the numbers, I suppose we need to talk a little bit about who's being polled, how they're being polled, and all the methodology stuff.
We can do a little bit of that, just so nobody falls asleep.
Yeah.
The Texas Lyceum Poll is a little bit unique in terms of polling that you're mostly going to see around election time, and that it actually surveys Texas adults, anyone over the age of 18, which is super important. So we survey 1,200 Texas adults, so that includes registered voters and people who aren't registered to vote. And for most of our policy questions, we're really interested in seeing what adult Texans think, because adult Texans are much more diverse and a much younger population than our registered voters, and really likely voters too.
So let's get to this Democratic sweepstakes here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somewhat surprised by these numbers and the overall finding. Who is in first, second, and third? You want to do the honors here?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, from that full sample of adults, we pull out registered potential Democratic primary voters, of which we have 401, which creates a margin of error of plus or minus about 4.9%.
Okay,
technical talk done. So in that subset of the sample, we found Joe Biden in the lead with 28% of the vote, followed by Bernie Sanders at 26%. Elizabeth Warren at 13%, late entrant Michael Bloomberg at 9%, Buttigieg at 6%, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar at 3%.
Boy, there's a lot of interesting ways you could slice that one up. I'm surprised that Bloomberg is doing as well as he is in Texas. Huh?
Well, I think that's a reflection of both, one, the fluidity of the race. I mean, to begin with, I don't think that we're really settled yet. I think after Iowa and New Hampshire, we might see some voters starting to coalesce a little bit more around the top candidates. But I think, again, Bloomberg is coming into what is still a fluid race. And he's also coming into a race with the ability to spend untold sums of money targeting voters. So, I mean, if you've been on YouTube at any point in Texas recently, it's kind of difficult not to see a Michael Bloomberg ad.
All right, let's get to the two front runners here. And I think this is where one of the top line findings is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have Biden in first place among the Democrats, Sanders in second, technically speaking. Although he is, I guess, within the margin of error. That's the phrase I'm looking for. But if you change the question somewhat, you say, which Democrat's going to do the best in a one-on-one against Donald Trump? What's the outcome?
Well, here we did a four-trial matchups between Biden and Trump, Sanders and Trump, Warren and Trump, and Buttigieg and Trump, who at the time were sort of the four top polling Democrats nationally. And the one who performed the best was Bernie Sanders. Now, I think what you're seeing here is a couple things. Number one, Sanders has seen a bit of a surge nationally. And I always remind people, Texas is still part of the United States. And so we're seeing some of that surge here. But what really struck me in the findings was Sanders' strength among two key groups here. Number one, 18 to 29-year-olds. And that's very large, you know, have a big factor in the Democratic primary potentially.
Right.
And then number two, and this is especially important for the trial ballots, among Texas independents. Well, every other candidate we tested was beat by Donald Trump among Texas independents. Sanders was ahead of Trump by 3 points amongst this group. In general, we've kind of avoided or ignored independents in Texas for a long time. And what I mean here is people who don't identify with either the Democratic or Republican Party even a little bit, because the elections have been so lopsided. Republicans have easily won most statewide offices. I think now, after the 2018 elections, and we saw a much closer than expected race at the top of the ticket between Cruz and O'Rourke for U.S. Senate, now I think we're starting to pay a little bit more attention to this group of voters who've traditionally trended Republican.
Okay, I know a lot of our listeners are going to want to know whether or how or if the impeachment brouhaha is playing any role in determination of who people are going to vote for in Texas come November.
You know, in this poll, as in many others, both in Texas and elsewhere, impeachment attitudes are really crystallized, and they're crystallized based on your partisanship. And so in the Lyceum poll, we saw about an even split between voters who think that Donald Trump should be removed from office by the U.S. Senate and those who think that he shouldn't. Partisanship drives most of that. But having asked many questions about this over the last year, these attitudes have not moved.
Are we seeing any sort of a bleed through when it comes to attitudes about national politicians and, say, local politicians? I'm thinking of Governor Abbott in particular.
You know, Governor Abbott looks really good in this poll in a lot of ways. He has, you know, the highest job approval compared to him. So we look at job approval for Greg Abbott, the president, and also Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. And you know, Governor Abbott actually enjoys high job approval really pretty consistently. And what that's driven by is, you know, obviously astronomical job approval amongst Republicans, similar to the president's in the 80 to 90% range. But the difference is that Abbott still gets pretty high marks from Texas Democrats. So there's usually about 30 to 40% of Texas Democrats who also say Governor Abbott is doing a good job. And part of that is the fact that the governor deals with natural disasters. He deals with tragedies, shootings. And in the end of the day, I think a lot of people, you know, even if they have problem with the government in Texas, Democrats in particular, they still like living in Texas and they still think things are going pretty well here. And Abbott is the figurehead of that government.
You know, there's just not enough time to get into all of these numbers, but we're going to put up an executive briefing over at texasstandard.org where you can find out a little bit more about the discoveries in the 2020 Texas Lyceum poll. That's where Joshua Blank is research director. Joshua, good to see you again, sir. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.